Now, Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the Associated Press in New York, the website pro32.ap.org. Barry, always fun to talk some NFL with you. Welcome back to the show.
All right, Johnny. Actually, my favorite season is beginning tonight, so I'm talking to you. I have hockey on the TV.
Mr. Hockey. Well, in fact, we just had Pete Weber on, the voice of the Nashville Predators, last hour.
Right.
And the Preds get the season started tomorrow. But, yeah, it's a compacted season, hockey every night now for, what, the next 116 days or so?
Look, they could play hockey every night 365, and I'd be happy.
Before we get into the matchups this weekend, the two games Saturday, the two games Sunday, which team are you most surprised is not playing this weekend that did not survive last week? Between Indianapolis, Seattle, Washington, the Titans, the Bears, and Pittsburgh?
Seattle. They didn't have any sort of issues coming into the playoffs like some of those other teams had. As it turned out, they did have some major issues playing the Rams, and that defense was just phenomenal by the Rams. So that was the one that surprised me the most.
Yeah, you look at the Rams. Plus, here's the thing: we know about the Rams' defense, but that offense now, you know, whatever they, you know, what they bring to the game as far as the passing game. But Cam Akers, I mean, I love the way he has emerged this year, carrying the ball, the rookie out of Florida State for the Rams this year.
And he should be able to gain some yardage against Green Bay, which is not great against the run. So if they can control the ball, put a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and they do have the cornerback to, you know, at least neutralize somewhat Davante Adams, the Rams have a chance to win that game. I'm not picking them to win the game, but I do think it'll be a close game.
We were talking about this last week about Lamar Jackson, the added pressure that he, you know, he has talked about it. He was not afraid to address it. The lack of success in the playoffs, the fact that in the last two meetings against the Titans, he was 0-2, including the playoffs last year. Now that he's gotten that off of his back, you know, a nice game. He was certainly instrumental in bringing the Ravens back after they fell behind 10-0 after the first quarter. Is it one of these things now he can have a carryover effect going in Saturday night to Buffalo to take on the Bills?
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week that I thought he needed to show maturity in a playoff game. I think he did. We knew the kind of skills he has, and I think that he played a very smart game, especially in the second half. There was no panic when they fell behind. The Ravens have the kind of defense that can really annoy Buffalo, particularly if Buffalo can't run the ball. And, you know, when you stop Derrick Henry the way they did, it was more than neutralized. They really, in a way, stopped him. That can be so decisive. So, again, I think it's going to be a very close game. My nod would go to Buffalo in that game, but it wouldn't shock me at all to see the Ravens win that game. And I think both of those teams have a shot at getting to the Super Bowl, actually.
Well, and that, after what they did to the Titans last Sunday, I've already put it in there. I think the Ravens will beat the Bills Saturday night, and I think they will go on and beat the Chiefs, and it'll be the Baltimore Ravens representing the AFC in the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, it would not shock me. And, you know, one of the most impressive records that has not been written about very much until last week, at least, is that John Harbaugh has won 8 playoff games on the road, which is just beat Tom Landry and Tom Coughlin for the record. Now, yes, you know, there weren't a lot of playoff games in the past before we had the, you know, the expansion of the league to 32 and then the expansion
right.
of the playoffs. You know, guys like Vince Lombardi and Paul Brown and some of the great Hall of Fame coaches didn't play a lot of road games. But still, it's a very impressive number. And John Harbaugh, to me, I've always said this since, probably 10 years. John Harbaugh is one of the 5 best coaches in the league, and I think he showed a lot of that. He shows a lot of that in virtually any playoff game, especially on the road.
Kansas City hosting Cleveland. We look at this matchup coming up on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, look, I know the Chiefs are 14-2. I know that they've been winning week in and week out for 2-plus months. But they, you know, we're talking about single score games in all of these outcomes, and the fact that these starters, we're talking about some starters being, you know, seeing their first action in 3 weeks. Cleveland is in playoff mode. How much does that hurt Kansas City on Sunday afternoon?
That's a hard one to judge, because when you're banged up, or when you've got guys who haven't had a bye for a while, you like to rest them. And I don't think it's fair to compare the Kansas City Chiefs of last season to this season. It's just a different year, different circumstances for sure. So we have to be careful when we try to do that. I do think that the Browns will play this game close. I was shocked that it's a 10-point spread.
Right.
I think this game is a 4 or 5-point game. But the Chiefs are so comfortable in those kind of games. And I don't like what I see from the Cleveland defense. Now, yes, they're ball hawks, but really it was an implosion by Pittsburgh as much as it was what Cleveland was able to do. We're not going to see that from Mahomes and company. We're not going to see that from Andy Reid either. So I think that the Chiefs are going to score points in this game. I think they could score as many as 30. I don't think that the Browns will get that many points.
Coming up on Sunday is the late game, which will go into Sunday night. The Saints are hosting Tampa Bay. The big storyline, I mean, 25 combined wins between these two teams. But the storyline, you've got two 40-year-olds, both in their early 40s, playing against each other. Tom Brady with the Bucs and Drew Brees with the Saints. And here's the thing, couple of reasons. First of all, just the toll it takes on your body playing quarterback in the league. I don't know how many in the future, how many people we see making it to their 40s playing quarterback in the league. And then the other part, from the financial standpoint, you get rewarded to the point is like, do you really want to play that long? So this is some, obviously it's history making, and you better enjoy it because I don't know if we'll ever see it again.
Johnny, you might be saying the same thing about Brady in 5 years.
I just don't buy into that. It's usually we talk about instant declines when we get there. I just don't see that again.
Well, I haven't seen much decline in him so far, and I think he's going to play at least another year. But I don't think Brees will come back after this year.
I don't either. I totally agree with you on that one.
And he's got TV he can go to, and he's had more injuries than Brady has had. But this game is about more than just the two quarterbacks. The Saints defense is a tough defense that really showed nicely against the, you know, mediocre Chicago offense, but still I thought they really controlled the game. They have the kind of pass rush which we saw during the regular season to make Brady uncomfortable. And I also think that Tampa's defense can neutralize some of the things that Brees likes to do. So the key to this game, to me, could be Alvin Kamara. If he's able to go off, the Saints are going to win, and they could even win, I won't say handily, but by more than one score. But if the Bucs can keep him, keep him from exploding, I think the Bucs have a pretty good chance of winning that game, even though they lost twice to the Saints during the season.
I have the Ravens and the Saints playing in the Super Bowl, and it's along those same lines. We think about the Saints, we think about the offense, we think about Brees, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. But, you know, here's a team that's ranks in the top five as far as points scoring per game. But then on defense, we're talking about they rank number fourth in total yards allowed, number five in points allowed. So they're a well-balanced team, and they have the intangibles to go all the way to the Super Bowl. And I think, you know, yeah, are they the – I mean, to me, everybody thinks Green Bay first and then everybody else. But, you know, the Saints have been that team that have had some really bad luck. And just what we had discussed earlier, we both think this could be it for Drew Brees. What a way to go out if you have a chance to win a Super Bowl in your last game playing in the NFL.
Yeah, just like Peyton Manning did. Johnny, I don't really think there's a favorite in the NFC. There's not a lot to really differentiate amongst these teams. The one thing I will say is that the Rams don't measure up at quarterback with the other three teams, but nobody measures up on defense, not even the Saints against the Rams. So I think it's a really balanced conference. And I said this last week to you, Johnny. I said it during the season when we would talk. I think whoever comes out of the AFC will win the Super Bowl.
You really think that, huh? I mean, look, if from top to bottom, there's more better teams. I mean, when we started this run in the playoffs, we felt like there were, you could pick more teams out that were better overall than the NFC. But once you start whittling it down to the, say, like next week with the final two teams, I think you can start throwing that out the window, especially if we talk about, say, the Packers and the Saints are the two teams remaining. The one thing about the Packers I will give them credit for, you know, they've been that team that been playing with that little chip on their shoulder, Aaron Rodgers, and what they've been able to do on the running in the running game with Aaron Jones, but Devontae Adams. I mean, the Packers have been living that as the best team in the NFC in their heads, and they've been playing like that, and that was the reason why they got the bye to start things off.
Well, they also have an air of confidence about them, and that comes from Rodgers very much, I think. It also comes from a coaching staff that is really working hand-in-hand with everybody, both sides of the ball. But, I think there are still some issues that when you look at the Packers, the fact that teams can run the ball really well on them could be problematic, and whether they can actually get some sacks, which I think they're going to need. Although, again, against the Rams, if the Packers play the game the way they have played for most of the regular season, they should win that game. I don't see the Rams' offense doing a lot. But will the Rams' defense be able to really damage Green Bay and hold down Rodgers, who's had such a spectacular season?
If your favorite team is not playing this weekend and you could only watch one of these four games, which one would it be from your standpoint and why?
Wow. That's quite a question. I'd probably watch Bucks Saints because Breeze against Brady for the last time, I think, and maybe Breeze's last game if they lose. There's a lot of elements there that really entice me. And I don't know that we're going to get any shootouts. The only place we might get a shootout, and I know fans love shootouts, I don't, would be in Kansas City, and I don't think the Browns really want to get in a shootout against Kansas City.
Can Tampa Bay, I mean, look, there's Tom Brady, so when I ask this question, go, well, if Tom Brady's on the other side, yes, they can. Can they figure it out? Because two games against the Saints this year, you know, they get beat back in September 34-23. They get off to the good start, and then they do nothing the rest of the way. But then the last meeting, a game that was played in Tampa, the Saints blow them out 38-3. So can the Bucs figure out this Saints team?
The Bucs are more healthy than they were back then also, so that has a little bit of an effect. And it's just the thing about Brady in the playoffs and the level that his teams will often raise to. You know, I've always said that Brady was 80%, if not more, responsible for the dynasty in New England. And I think he's capable of getting that same production from his teammates in Tampa. So, yeah, to me, there's no reason that they couldn't win this game, and I think it's going to be a close game regardless.
Always a pleasure, Barry. Go back to enjoying your hockey. We always enjoy talking football with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, my pleasure. Barry.